All right, Travis DePoint is with us. He is the superintendent of schools at North Central. You move around, Trav. I mean, gosh, you've been in every Class D school in Delta County since I broadcasted your football games, bro.
So, yeah, started out in Kearney. I was there for 7 years, and then I spent the last three at Bark River before coming here this year as the superintendent. So definitely excited to be here, and, you know, the Spalding, Powers, Hermansville area. I've lived in Hermansville for the past 10 years, so this is definitely home to me. And, you know, excited about the work that we've done this year at the school and kind of what the future is going to hold as well.
Well, congratulations on the job, bud. And let's talk about this state award. They don't grow on trees. The state isn't usually all that keen on giving money to districts of your size in the Upper Peninsula, for sure. Tell me how this came about and such a sizable transformational award for the North Central Area Schools, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, since I was hired in, you know, end of June, early July, the board and I had, you know, conversations about what the future is going to look like here at North Central. And we've had, you know, plenty of discussions about consolidating from, you know, two buildings to one building and, you know, taking the approach that many districts our size across the state have done where we have a single K-12 facility. You know, the problem being that we currently operate two buildings and two buildings that are in need of significant renovation and repair. You know, our building in Powers was, you know, built originally in 1948, and the building here in Hermansville was built in the 70s. And, you know, there's just the wear and tear over time. You know, we have leaky roofs, you know, foundation issues in both locations. And we were trying to be proactive and look at ways that we can kind of get into one building. So we, you know, pursued two sinking fund millages over one in August and one in November. They were unsuccessful. So, you know, we looked for other ways that we could potentially accomplish what we were trying to do without necessarily having to, you know, put the burden on our taxpayers. There was this grant that came about through the state budget this year. It's called the Section 12D Internal Consolidation Grant. And essentially what it is for is districts looking to do exactly what we're trying to do, which is move from multiple buildings in the district to either, you know, two or one building. And there were certain criteria that districts had to meet in order to be eligible for the grants. And luckily enough, we met all of that criteria. So myself and, you know, some of our board members, Representative Preston, Senator McBroom, we met, we discussed kind of what this project scope would look like, and then we spent a lot of time gathering information, meeting with contractors, kind of developing a project scope, and, you know, a lot of countless hours writing the grant to submit to the MDE for consideration. And on Monday, I got a call from Dr. Glazinski at the MDE, and we were one of the three schools in the state that were awarded. And I just found out that there was 151 different districts that applied for this.
Wow. So what's the plan? You know that living in Hermansville, as you do, there's going to be some hard feelings from some people that are going to lose their quote-unquote community school in one community or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, the conversations that have been had leading up to this point is kind of centered around the idea that we have plans for both buildings. And we have, you know, a project scope in mind where we would move to either one of the buildings. So we have plans in place for each of those. And what we want to do is we want to sit down as a board, as a community. We want to look at the feedback that we're getting from contractors and architects, and we want to make the best decision for our district and our communities long term. We want to move into the building that is in the best shape and that we can accomplish the most out of with the grant money that we received. And I guess the idea from myself and the board is that regardless of which location we choose, we're not going to abandon the other location. We're going to try to repurpose it in some way to try to keep that, you know, that building relevant to the communities, because we know that each of these buildings has, you know, value to the communities, and we don't want to lose that.
So if someone assumes that you're going to move everything to Powers, that would be incorrect at this point, wouldn't it?
At this point, it's too early to say that. Like I said, there's a lot of contributing factors that are going to come into play, and we need to have, you know, sit down as a board and also meet with our architects and contractors to see, you know, what is the best scenario, because what we don't want is for us to rush into a decision and make the wrong choice, and in 15 years, you know, the community is in the same situation that we are right now, where we have a building that is, you know, falling apart. We want to make sure that we're doing right by the state, utilizing this, you know, funding correctly, and also by our communities, making sure that we're setting this district up to be successful for decades to come.
In the end, Trav, what kind of school are you looking for? $15 million is a lot of money, but it isn't endless either. So you have to, you know, you have to watch every penny, even with that money coming from Lansing.
Absolutely. You know, the goal is for us to get into one building, a K-12 setting. You know, I'm very proud of this community and kind of the family atmosphere and dynamic that exists within our schools. And that's only going to get enhanced by us, you know, consolidating and moving into a single district. You know, when we look at some of our neighboring districts that are K-12 buildings, you know, that it's just that atmosphere and that, you know, camaraderie that develops when everyone's in the same building. And that's what we're looking to try to do. And, you know, having this money available to us is going to ensure that we have a safe environment for our kids with state-of-the-art technology and, you know, make sure that they have access to a high-quality education for the foreseeable future. And that's something that, you know, I've been very passionate about since I've started here, and I know the board and our team of educators that we have working here is also very passionate about.
All right, Travis, last question. What kind of timetable are we looking at here? I know it's not exact, but kind of give us a ballpark.
So with us, you know, having access to the funding, you know, starting relatively soon, we're going to start the process of, you know, developing a work scope, you know, kind of working up and getting this out for bids for architects and contractors, with the hope that we would be able to maybe start, you know, construction and renovations in the upcoming school year. So I would say probably my hope would be that we'd be able to start in 2026.
Okay, so therefore you're probably going to be having meetings soon, aren't you, to let the community give their opinions?
Absolutely. I did, you know, send out a letter this morning to the community, kind of letting them know that, you know, obviously we're going to be completely transparent throughout this entire process, and we are going to create opportunities for all stakeholders to have their voice heard throughout this process, because their feedback is very important to us as a district.
All right, Travis, anything else you want to let people know about this whole thing that I didn't bring up before we close the interview here?
No, you know, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I do want to, you know, give special thanks to you know, Representative Dave Preston and Senator Ed McBroom for writing letters of support for our project and, you know, allowing us to submit those with our grant application to the state. I know that, you know, their influence and support in this process definitely had a helping hand in us getting this grant.
Travis DePoit is the superintendent of schools at the North Central Area Schools. Thanks a lot for doing this. Congratulations again to you. My parents live in Hermansville as well, so they, I'm sure, will be excited to hear about this as well.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it.